Good morning. I hope your Independence Day celebration yesterday was pleasant and patriotic. We have a wonderful morning of music planned with our own David DeLuca. Welcome to the virtual service of the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, affectionately known as WUF. My name is Howard Baldwin. My pronouns are he and him, and it is my delight to be your lay leader this morning. We want you to know that you are welcome here, no matter your age, your abilities, or the color of your skin. No matter what spiritual beliefs you have held or what flags you have flown, and whether you come with an abundance of joy or a broken heart, whether you are ready to start venturing out into the world again or you are just fine with being sequestered, you are welcome here. Coming together in community, we bring our values, our personal faith, our joys and disappointments, our gifts and our needs. We light our chalice this morning in the company of other Unitarian Universalists all over the country as a symbol of the flame that lights our path and joins it with the millions of others who seek to gather on the side of love.
Hello, my name is David LaDuca, and on Independence Day weekend, I would like to present United We Stand, a pre-recorded but mainly unrehearsed celebration of the joy of diversity and the challenges of unity. Many more voices participated in the service, but due to technical difficulties, not every voice was included. Let's continue to strive to include many voices and opinions. Our starting hymn is an original song that I wrote. It's simple, and I hope you learn and sing along. This is a song about united. We could be united if we try. They say that united starts with you, but I say it begins with you and I. This is a song about united. We could be united if we try. They say that united starts with you, but I say it begins with you and I.
And you may be alone, but here's a great idea you might have. I mean, you could take out your pictures and you can put them up on the shelf and you can take a look at them and be able to feel like you're not alone. And there's you can see faces that way, and you can just talk to those pictures, and it would be wonderful to be able to, you could feel like you're in a crowd. And that's an idea that I've got, so you may want to go with it.
A gallon of ice cream and multiple spoons.
Go on.
Because if you have a single gallon of ice cream and multiple spoons, everyone has to be together while they're eating it, and you can't be unhappy when you are together and eating ice cream.
I have an idea. Well, it can be silly, but in actuality, it's silly string.
Wait, what?
And if you use silly string in a certain way, you can actually paint a portrait. You go, you squirt a little bit there, then you go, and you can just do it right. You can even do it right here on your camera and right on your screen. Mm. Except Ellie doesn't really like that because it's kind of hard to scrape off and stuff. But just do it when she's not around. Or, you know, just do it and then get it off yourself. But that's, you're going to smile. It brings the world together when you do silly things, you know, silly things. Because we need all the smiles we can get for each other's sanity right now. Do it.
You know, admittedly, during these pandemic times, we're going through a lot. The feeling of isolation, moments where you just need to hear some human voice, especially if you're living alone. What I've been doing to not only help myself but to help others is that I keep my ear to the ground. I listen to what is going on with folks in meetings, the Zoom meetings that we have at church, or if I'm just thinking about folks I haven't talked to in a long time. Perhaps someone hasn't called out and reached out to them. So on a daily basis, I make it a point to call at least one person. If they're into Zoom, if they're into Google Chat, Facebook, we do that. Old-fashioned phone call. It really, really helps so much to connect once a day.
Postcards.
Go on.
I just think that maybe we could send more of them because it takes so long to receive a postcard in the mail. It's worth more than a text message.
Go on.
And also, it helps support our postal service by buying all those stamps.
Okay, wait, yeah, no. I got this. It's coming. Okay, I've got a great idea. I know we need something symbolic that we can all do together anywhere in the world, and I got it.
Tell me more.
So there's a special time of day. It happens twice, a special two times a day. It's 11:11. So every day at 11:11, we can all at the same time be like, together we are one. 11:11. And I mean, okay, you're not a morning person. You're sleep until noon. Fine. Oh, you could do it at PM. Or no, you go to bed at 9 PM. Fine. You can do it at AM. We can have two. We can make this work. It'll be great.
I love this thing. Wait, what?
Thank you to all my actors. Now back to some music. Are you a musician with itchy fingers? Pause your video and tune up your instrument and get ready to play along. I'll include the chords and the lyrics for my pickers and my strummers, for my singers and my hummers. Please join us. This is a song about United. United seems an awesome thing to me. But everybody has a different vision of what United is supposed to be. United Nations, how's that going? United Kingdom, I'm not so sure. United Airways is not so happy right now. United Way, please donate. This is a song about united. We can be united if we try. But they say that united starts with you. I say it begins with you and I.
I am a bathtub, and I envelop you in beautiful white porcelain walls, and I fill you up with warm bubbles and good feelings, and I make sure you get squeaky clean at the end of your day so you can have a nice rest as you go into your bed. I am the bathtub, and I love having naked bodies inside me.
I'm Toaster, and I can make things, anything good is better once it's been in me, because it's crispy on the outside, and it melts butter, and nothing is as good as it is until I get a hold of it. And I'm just thinking that Bathtub and I could have a really, really good time, because I'm hot, Bathtub's ready for anything, and this would be a very good mix.
Toaster, I mean, you know, I love ya, and I do think we have a lot in common, but, well, gosh, I really think that you ought to stay in the kitchen. I mean, the bathroom can get awful cold, and, you know, it's just, you know, someone of your caliber is really better suited to staying on the kitchen counter. I just don't think it's going to work out between us.
I know Bathtub is saying that she doesn't think it's a good idea for us to get together, but really, you know how Bathtub is just, she just is sometimes in there by herself and lonely. And I think that if I went in there, and you know, she's always complaining that it's cold in there, so if I was in there, it'd be a little warmer. So I think Bathtub would really like me to be in there with her.
Yeah, it's almost there. I don't got it.
I am driving. You already know me. We spend a lot of time together. We go fast, we go slow, we go up, we go down. And I know that I'm a really popular person. I mean, people just can't get enough of me. I mean, even though they know it's killing the planet and whatever, I mean, I'm just so charming, they just can't stop doing it. So, I mean, it's just so great to be loved, and I just love the variety of people I get to see and witness. And, you know, I'm glad I'm not, you know, stuck and stressed out like you all are, but I love to watch how angry you get when you're on the highway and you're bumper to bumper and your face gets all red. It's so cute. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm driving. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Hi. I'm drinking. I really like drinking. I don't know where I'd be without my suds. You know, my hand doesn't shake as much. I'm so real popular with my friends. My wife, not so much, but with my friends, it's really, 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 really a lot of fun. I wish that, yeah, we could spend some more time together.
Yeah, drinking, nice to meet you, but I'm a little booked right now. You know, you got your thing, I got my thing. I feel like maybe we're running in different social circles. You know, the automated driving thing is still a ways in the future, so let's just kind of hold off. Let's just each do our thing, okay?
Oh, come on, driving? We're going to have such a good time together, man. I got a case of this stuff. It's going to color the road. We're going to color the road. Let's hit the trail, man.
Yeah, no drinking. You're going to hit your trail. You're going your way. You know, the drinking way is over here. The driving way is over here. Don't be drinking in my roads. That's not good. Even if you're walking drinking, that's not good if you're in my freeways, right? So I'm just going to be driving, and you're just going to be drinking. And I just actually don't want to see you or hear from you, okay? Okay, thanks.
Hey, I'm texting. Oh, I just got done with walking, and we had a great time and everything. And oh, you two seem like you're really nice. I mean, drinking, I could get into that. I mean, how about it? Maybe we could get together.
Wait, what?
Driving. I heard about you. We could be together. We could do things together. And drinking? Yes, I heard about you too. Come on, maybe we both can get together. It'd be wonderful.
I am heart. I am the center. I am a collective within that motivates, loves, seeks, is curious, and sends energy to keep going and going and going.
Hello. I'm Gut. I know that deep down inside of us, we know the difference between right and wrong. We can feel it, and where we can feel it is in here. If I may be allowed to go a little higher than the actual gut, we know where that's going too. And we always know when to be kind. But sometimes the choices are not as clear as we need them to be. But if we follow our gut, we know that every human being that stands before us is in need of something. If we open our eyes and we listen to our gut, we'll know when it's time to wrap our arms around someone, when it's time to give them a hug, when it's time to give them a compliment and a look of understanding. If we can do that every day to just a few people and they take that feeling out, that gut feeling, knowing that people need to feel needed, we're going to do some good work together. This is your gut speaking. Listen to me.
The gut is impulsive. The gut just reacts. Whatever it is in that moment, the gut's right there. And then things change, the gut's over here. The heart is about consistency. The heart is about wisdom. The heart is being open, taking in. The heart is about pondering, not reacting.
Oh, well, I can't believe what she just said. That's so transparent. I mean, I'm the gut, I'm the heart. It's all connected. You know what you have to do when you do it, but you got to do it. I mean, you can feel all heartsy and gutsy and all that kind of stuff like that. But, you know, if you don't say something and act on it immediately without all the meditative things that go with it, you miss your opportunity. So, you know, I think heart's got a lot going for it there, but it's kind of soft. And as far as I'm concerned, it's about action. You know, when my gut gets a little bit upset, you know, with things like that, I got to take care of it, like, right away. I can't wait for, you know, a heartburn medication to come along. No. It's the gut, and she knows it, too. We'll talk later. Bye.
Well, gut.
Yeah?
You have a point.
Of course I do.
You are energy.
Uh-huh.
You give immediate activation
I like it.
And drive.
Thank you.
Well, I, as heart, distribute energy and ensure it's going in the right places.
Ah, I'm so, starting to see that.
So you catch the attention as gut.
Yeah.
And then heart makes sure that wisdom and energies and love is sent where it needs to go.
I think maybe we could possibly, well, I hate to say it, but...
work together?
As long as I get top billing. Gut and heart?
Heart, gut. Feeling like that. Put them side by side. No, you got to have one here, so they don't get equal. Mm-hmm. The eye drifts, right? The old Hollywood way?
Yeah, you're right.
We are stuck with each other.
And I'm glad. Nice not to be alone, don't you think? Right. I'm glad we got together.
Mm-hmm.
I have indigestion.
Just don't get over-enthusiastic and you won't have indigestion.
Oh, sorry.
Why do boys like animal sound?
Yeah. We got to work on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need all the smiles we can get for each other's sanity right now. Do it.
Oh my gosh. I just think of Trump telling people, just do it. Just take this medicine that you're not supposed to. That was hilarious.
I said something funny. No, man. You did, David Leduca. Right. This is a wonderful project.
So now
I have no idea what the hell you're doing, but it's so much fun.
It's going great.
If you would like to contribute to the offering this morning, please see the instructions in your order of service. We are reminded that love is the currency of our community. It was love that built the fires we are warmed by today, and love that planted the trees that shade us. WWF exists because of the dedication and commitment of those who came before, just as our future depends on the dedication and commitment of those in the present day. We especially remember the original stewards of this land we think of as ours, the First Nation peoples, many of whom live among us today and whom we welcome always in spirit and body. As we conclude our time together this morning, we extinguish the flame of this chalice, but not the warmth and inspiration of our faith, nor our commitments to its principles. These we will carry with us until we meet again.